Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. I'm Jeff Worden, and with me is my good friend and comrade, Simon C.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another brand new episode, and happy belated New Year!
Yes, happy New Year, everybody. It's 2019, and oh my God, it's 2019. Holy moly, dude.
I know, right? It's insane. I mean, gosh. 2018 went by so fast, and then we lost track of time and got really busy during the holiday break.
Yeah, it's like we had to kind of reset ourselves to kind of begin the new year and finally kind of get going with this and, you know, our podcast, our webcast, and all sorts of other things that we do to work and play and all this. Oh my God, it's kind of weird. We had to kind of like really reset ourselves. At least I felt that I did. I assume you probably feel the same way.
Yeah, it was a busy time for me too. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, I got this new. And it's just like, we hadn't really had time to really meet for the show and stuff like that. So that's life, yeah. Man. That's life.
That's true. That is true. But we are back on and we're going to party and have a good time. Or at least, you know, have a good time. I don't know about the party part, but we're going to have a good time. We're going to make it a point of that.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. I'm not sure about the party part either, my friend.
Well, why not have a party? It'd be so much fun.
Well, who will
come? Yeah, okay, maybe not. Well, that's a good question. Well, we'll have to work on that. I mean, we have our 6 listeners to our show, so they might show up.
We have 6 listeners?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or at least people who've admitted that they actually listen to our show. So, I mean, you know, and whatever.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. We haven't even got
It's one. Those people. Yeah. If we'll get them on, we'll have a good time.
Yeah, we haven't even got one single email.
Yeah, we do get a lot of spam. That was actually a fun episode, too. But, you know, we'll have to see if we can actually get people to actually respond.
Well, we're actually going to do more of those spam readings later on, you know, down the road. We'll get more spam
readings. Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. To which, my good listeners, if you want to reach us, you can reach us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to respond with any kind of suggestions, feedback, complaints, you know, and if you have spam, hey, you know, forward it to us. We'll gladly read it on the air just for you.
Yeah, definitely. We really need those spam emails. So
yeah, we sure do. Pfft, yeah, like another hole in the head, right?
Yeah, keep sending us those spam emails.
All right. Well, to start off the new year, as with any kind of a new year thing, there are resolutions, new goals, new me, whatever the theme is for this year. So this particular episode is we're talking about our 2019 voiceover goals. So Simon, I'll start with you as to what your goals are going to be for 2019. What are you looking to accomplish before 2010?
Wow, before 2010? We're actually going back in time, my friend? You mean 2020?
Oh, yes. I knew that. Thank you.
Wow. I'm going.
Woo.
Gotta go. Boy, I'm obviously going to.
I know, right? Oh, man. I obviously need more coffee is what I need. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it sounds like it because, you know, apparently I don't want to go back to 2010.
Well, 2010 wasn't so bad, but yeah, I can appreciate what
I just finished college, and now I don't want to deal with that again in 2020.
Here's the irony of that. See, I mentioned 2010. You know that 10-year challenge that's been going on around the internet? Boom, right there. We can do a compare and contrast. Have a good time with that.
No, we could.
Is that a good idea? Probably not.
Let's stick with the future, right?
Go to 2020. Let's go with that. 2020. We'll go for
all right.
We'll
well,
so
my,
what are your goals before 2020 then?
Well, my goal is to really up my game in voiceover. And that includes, like, you know, more emails, you know, stay connected with potential leads that I find. It's hard. I mean, I'm kind of hesitant on like pay to play sites and stuff like that to really throw in my money on that.
Yeah, well, God knows you and I have, you know, certainly talked about enough, you know, about them enough times to, you know, at least get where the good ones are. But it's tough. I mean, as voice actors, it's tough to find voice work on a lot of these pay to play sites because usually they're acting type stuff as opposed to voice acting stuff. So it's a problem. You know, that could be a bit problematic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with. Well, I'm not gonna say I don't have a problem with the sites. I mean, I don't have a. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with. You know, signing up for it and trying it out, like on Voice 123. But I seriously don't want to pay that price up front.
Yeah, yeah, no, it can be tough, especially if you're trying to pay like an entire year down or something along those. That can get a little expensive, and God forbid if you know you can't get the jobs to actually pay for the site, to at least cover your expenses for the site itself. So yeah, no, I get you, man. It is a business, and you need to make a profit, as it were. So.
Yeah, and like in most business, you got to spend money first to make a profit.
That's how it works.
Sucks, you know.
It does suck.
It sucks, man. I mean, I hate spending money on a business that like I'm not seeing the return on, or it's not seeing as much as I want to. Yeah. And I think that for business like us, I mean, it's gonna be like that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sucks, and
I totally understand. It's you're sort of like, do I really want to put the money down on this? And God, is it? I mean, because you know that as a voice actor, there's no guarantee that you're going to get the roles you go after. So you have to really push hard to audition like crazy, and God forbid you don't get any of them. And so you're not so much pissing your money away, as it were, but you're also throwing away a lot of time and effort trying to get these auditions or to win the audition, as it were, and get the role and go from there. It's like, oh my God, But yeah, I understand that all too well. I mean, God knows I am shotgunning auditions all the time, whenever I can, and it's tough. It's tough out there. It always is. It's always tough out there.
And then, definitely got to find reasonable rates. And honestly, a lot of the stuff I see out there, I mean, I'm not going to judge people that, if they want to go for something that's $50 or $25, I mean, that's not for me, to be honest. And after, there's a project I have in line that I hope we'll start. Well, we are supposed to start recording in June. I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll be launching their campaign pretty soon, and then I could share more details in that. But I feel like the thing that I'll be recording with a group of people, and I think their approach is smart. I think it's what they're doing is, they're an indie company. They're starting off, and they have voice actors in line. And I've been privileged to have been asked to come participate. And what they're doing is they're raising funds to pay their voice actors.
Oh, that's good.
And that's
really good.
And I feel like more developers, even if you're young, if you're starting off or things like that, you should at least try to raise the fund and, pay your voice actors, because a reasonable rate, I mean, I just can't justify doing $25 work. If you're going to, here's a character for you, and here are this many lines, and here's $25. Really?
I get what you're saying about that. I could appreciate. I mean, God knows I've done a number of $25 jobs or even less.
Yeah,
or
and I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. Yeah. I just don't want to go that route because, the possibility of, hey, here's the work that I did. Will I ever be able to hear it? that's a possibility too, and I don't like that.
Yeah, no, that's part of the problem too, is that sometimes whomever is actually trying to run the show, as it were, is directing and whatnot, they aren't as focused on the project. So yeah, there's money involved, and you audition for it, and yay, awesome, you get the role, maybe, but the money doesn't show, or they don't give you a script, or they you never hear from them, or it's like they're too scattered to like, oh, we have a Discord server, we got this and all this other great stuff. And I'm like, get me the script, get me the work I need so you can pay me and I can help you in some other way, push on my social platforms, whatever it might be. Help me help you, as it were, that kind of thing. And it's like, oh, come on, guys. So I mean, I can appreciate that. And there are some people who really haven't figured this out yet. It's like, they got this whole thing written up. They're totally ready to go. And they barely have written this. And then like, yeah, I'll hire the voice actors. And then I'll film it or whatever. And I'm like, dude, you're like totally doing this out of order. You need to like contact the voice actors last if you want the voice work to be there. And it's like, oh my God. It's like, okay, figure it out.
That's why I'm like, finding casting calls on Twitters, I look at it, but then it's just like, it doesn't really appeal to me as much. Because there was one I saw. It's just like someone asked, oh, hey, what kind of voice do you want? What's your direction? And then I see like, oh, I don't really have any direction. Just give me whatever you like. Like, oh, in other words, like, no. God. It's like, I'm not going to audition for that. It's like, if you don't know what you want, meaning you really don't know how to...
Yeah.
You don't know how to manage
It's obvious you really haven't thought this one through. Although my favorite is like, say something that you think the character would say. I'm like, you know what? You obviously haven't even written the script yet. I mean, really? I mean, it's like, yeah, it's my God.
It's like, well, this is your character. You should know what they're saying, right?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, it's your character. Oh, it's not mine, you know?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'd be more than happy to bring you the voice, but I'm not going to write your script for you.
Yep, right? Yep. Unless there's extra money involved, but even then, not so much.
I feel like I need to, my goal for 2019 is to really step up the, you know, the clientele, audition for only reasonable rates.
Yeah.
Projects and just keep working at it. I feel like it's been, like, I changed my strategy as well this year, with given that, you know, I work part-time as an online teacher, in the middle of the night, as I like to call it.
Oh, you love it. Come on. You enjoy being up at 3 a.m. teaching these people. It's a good time.
I mean, it's fun, but you know, when you do it so many times, it does kind of,
it gets a little trying. I'm sure.
It gets a little trying. I don't hate it. It's just, you know, I wish the hours were a little bit later than a lot earlier.
Yeah, but those flimsy time zones, they just, you know.
Yeah, it's just how it is.
They're so constant.
Yeah. it's how the world works. It's how time works. You can't do much about it.
As Scotty's on Star Trek used to say, you cannot change the laws of physics, and you know, that's pretty much a fact.
That's pretty much how it is. And you know, I learned to deal with it, and I'm just gonna keep doing that. But given that there's so much. My time difference is so, like, different. It's just I have to find a way to do my email campaigns, you know, at the time where, you know, I have, if I reach out to someone international, I'm not going to do it. And at the same time, they're awake. I'm like, hey, I need to go to bed, you know, because I got to wake up and teach at 3 a.m. for crying out loud. And also, hey, after I'm done teaching, I got to get a few more hours of rest, you know, because I can't just work through my... I can't just work again.
No, dude, I've already said this to you many times. You're going to get enough sleep when you're dead. I've already said this to you, and you're not listening and taking my advice. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to start my day at 4 a.m. All right.
That's like the best time, though. You're already awake. You're ready to go. You can just fire your stuff out. Bam, you know?
Yeah.
And by the time like 7 or 8 rolls around, you know, you've done your work or whatever work you can do.
I do that, but I do it in a different way. So I do it in the day. And then I preset all my emails to send the following day.
Okay.
I feel like I don't know. It might be a placebo effect or something, but it helped me a lot more because I don't feel pressure to like, I gotta send this out today. I gotta send it out today. I don't feel pressure anymore. So then it messes up my flow of work and stuff like that. But now I feel more at ease. Like, okay, this will send out tomorrow, and then send out the next day, and then on Sunday nights I set the emails to send on that I want to reach out on Mondays. So I work a little bit on Sunday, but I feel a lot like I have a system and feel more at ease because I don't feel pressure every single day. Oh, I gotta reach out. I gotta reach this person out right now. So it helped me a lot. And it's a free email extension. It's called Schedule for Gmail. It's by Cloud HQ.
For Gmail.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's very good. I mean, I like it so much. Nice. So that's my goal for this 2019. Really up it up. How about yours, Jeff?
No, well, my goals are considerably more simplistic, and I feel it's kind of a next step thing. My big one is to get an agent. Now, I recognize quite fully that the agent is not the end all of finding work. I do recognize that. I've been doing okay on my own getting work. And I recognize basically the process is the same, but it's like I have one more person looking for work for me, which is not a bad way to go. So I'm able to get an agent. I know that there's an inside track to jobs that are available, be it voice or even physical acting. I'm certainly open to both, but sticking with just the voice work, which is where I'd rather be, that is really where I'm looking to go, is to find a voiceover agent who can find me commercial work, you know, be it even podcast narrations, whatever is out there. please, I'm available. My God, I'm so desperate. Yeah. No, I'm
joking. You know what you got to do to work towards that goal, right, Jeff?
I have to prostitute myself. I mean, I need to get down and
well, you look did that last people. Year, and it didn't quite work out for you, right?
I know, but and I still need the money. It's so sad, but I know. I need to, I've got a list of agents I've been tracking, but I just need to like be more consistent and pushing on them a little bit and going from there. So I am aware of that. I am aware that's a problem on my end. But see, the flip side of it is similar to how you're having the email part of trying to do the marketing and get yourself out there. It's the time. It's either I either look for work or I push on trying to find an agent. I need to probably do a little reprioritizing on that and make the agent a little more of a priority than trying to find work. But my other goal is to work more consistently, is to get basically to find work and try to get like a recurring role that pays. That's like the other goal. But getting an agent, I'm hoping will help me towards that as well. So those are my goals for this year, is basically to get an agent and to work more consistently so that there's more money coming in. That's the long and short. And to enjoy myself. That's the other one. So
yeah. Well, do your follow ups, man. You send an email once to an agent, do a follow up, because again, they get a lot of requests and sometimes they might miss it. And if you don't do a follow up, they won't. They might have a better chance of answering you. So yeah. He sent me a demo. Let me check it out. And then.
No, so, that's entirely true, because God knows these agents are getting all sorts of demos from all points of origin. It's just a one-time thing. Yeah.
So don't drop it, man. Don't drop it off. Just because you sent it once, don't give up.
No, I agree. No, I do. And I guess that should be my other goal, is to follow up on my stuff and just go from there. So that's what I got to do. I got to follow up for sure. So
yeah, you got to follow up. You got to be just follow up, man. Because trust me, I mean, what I've been doing this past few months, following up, most of my responses come from following up.
Okay. All right. I remember you and I talked about that. So I will make that my other goal then, is to follow up. Dang it.
Yeah.
Follow up. And get talk to your agents. Go keep following up. Damn it.
Yeah. Just follow up. Don't give up. And if they don't respond, then just wait another 6 months and do it again.
Yes, that's also true. I mean, I sent out a bunch of stuff like almost a year ago. Around June or so, and I had not followed up. That's my bad. But I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, but it's just like, I either find work, which will pay some bills, or I follow up on that and not get paid that day, just trying to follow up. But it's the investment of time that in theory will pay for itself down the road. So I have to, it's not that I don't recognize that, it's just making it a priority, because I'm always trying to find work anyways, get that taken care of. And then if there's time left, that I could go and do this, but oh my God. And of course, today being a rainy day and whatnot, I've got a whole bunch of other things falling apart and getting wet, and I got to go deal with all that. So today is not going to be a fun voiceover day for me, which really blows, but such is the nature of life.
It's life. And you got to learn how to deal with that too. I'm telling you, if you find yourself like, oh, I can't do all these emails today at once, set a schedule. Use that Chrome extension that I've been using, and it helped a lot.
Yeah.
And it helped a lot when I reach out to people overseas. I don't have to.
I'm sure.
I don't have to stay awake and like, okay, let me hit send. Hopefully, because you want them to see the email as soon as possible, like the minute they open their computer, and that's usually around like, I don't know, usually. Maybe
well,
not
8 a.m. I'm assuming like 7, 8 a.m. is starting time for presumably anybody.
Probably not. The good point is, 9 and 8 a.m. is like they're more like they're catching up with work from previous day. So probably around 10 o'clock, 10 in the morning, they start looking at new emails. I'm guessing. Because I feel
that's not a bad guess.
I know I've been playing around with it. So it's just like, I send this one at 10 in the morning. I send this one like at 1 in the afternoon. I get more response from the 10 in the morning than I did in the 1 in the afternoon. But then, sometimes it flip-flops, so.
I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah, it depends on the person and really the company who you're reaching out to. And yeah, it really depends. But, it's really all about experimenting. Don't feel pressure, you don't have to feel pressure anymore. There are tools to help you out there. Use those tools to your advantage.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking to you right now, and my email account already sent out probably like 20 right now. Yeah, 10
so
follow-ups.
So you're the spammer. Oh, yeah. My God, dude.
Yeah. It's 10 follow-ups and 10 new emails.
Ew, so
those are not spam, right?
Right on, right on. So you say,
spam is every hour.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Every hour, every day for however long the password lasts. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, hey, exactly. If you consider that spam, it's been working for me then, because they've been responding.
That's true.
Yeah.
You've been finding the suckers who are responding to Sam. Oh, it was spam. Oh, my God. No, anything but that. Yeah.
It's only cool. Spam if you bug them every single day.
True.
Yeah.
That is true. That gets on the borderline harassment, and that's that creates a filter. Into the trash you go.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, get that. Change your mindset, man. I mean, just like, it's like, hey, I'm running out of time. Let me send a schedule. You know, you got to change it. You got to change it, man, because the more you don't, the more you keep saying certain things like, oh, I've been too busy, you're going to keep being busy. And you're not going to find the time to do this. So you got like, oh, I'm busy. Let me do this, you know?
Yeah. It is all time management. That is for sure. There are only so many hours in the day. And that's entirely true. That's entirely true.
And I would recommend getting a whiteboard and write down all your goals for the week. So right now I have on my whiteboard from January 14th to the 20th, because I do work a little bit on Sundays, what my goals are. And I check them out every time I finish them. And if I don't make the goal one day, I move it to the next day and keep checking them out.
Well, no, I like that. Yeah, that's good.
You got to be accountable for your own actions too, man.
Now that is true. That is certainly true.
So be accountable. That's certainly true. So everyone that's listening to us right now, make your goals for 2019.
Yes, absolutely. You need fairly clear goals, a path to get to those goals and whatnot. And frankly, and obviously, as is my problem, as it were, make the time to do it. Otherwise, it'll never get done. And then it'll be like that joke I've heard. It's like, my goals for 2019 are to kind of finish up on what I was trying to do in 2018 that I set out to do in 2017, but originally thought of in 2016. So someday I'm going to get to those.
Yeah. Your New Year resolutions. Yeah.
Your New Year's resolution, finish the goals from 2016. Yeah.
My New Year resolution is to have finished my goals from 1986 to now.
From 2010, obviously, because I'm back that way instead of 2020. So it's
my New Year resolution is to fulfill the goals that I made when I was first born. There we go.
Exactly. Get fed. All right. I think I got that covered. Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah. Keep trying. All right. Keep trying.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for another episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. Please feel free to contact us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. We welcome any and all responsive feedback. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah. And welcome again. This is a brand new season. We finished chapter one because we are a journal. So we are starting chapter two.
Ooh.
So it's gonna be a brand new topics and other things that we're gonna think about and deliver to you guys. We're
definitely
gonna do more spam readings. We're trying to get more spams.
We'll get plenty of those. I have no concerns.
And we also have a mutual friend that has a lot of autocorrect issues from her text. So I've been saving those quite often. So let's see if we can make a little play out of it.
We'll have a good time with that. Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to that. That'll be fun. We'll do our own voiceover play with that. We'll have a good time.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, and if you have any autocorrect that you would like to email us with, let us know. No, send it to us because we need a lot of content.
Yes, credit will be provided. Just as a point of that, we'll definitely say your name out loud on our podcast and let you know that you've contributed to us. So we appreciate that.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, everyone. And you have a fine, fine 2019.
Have a good week, everyone.
Take care.
Music is provided by MotionArray.com.